seated. Where is your Elijah? I know where Elijah is. Oh, you happy to be like with that Shunammite woman? I'm happy to be like that Shunammite woman. Amen. I'm so happy tonight to be one of them with you. I want the whole world to know that I am one of them by His mercy, His grace, and His great love to us. There's nothing greater than to be one of them. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ, is to be one of them. Brother Branham said, what was His message? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Says that group of people would just take God at His word. Whatever He says, we don't try to add to it or take away from it or what He said or try to explain it or anything. He said we just believe it. That's what He said. He said that's what that absolute is, that you believe it unequivocally. It doesn't matter what He said. We just believe it.
Amen.
It's not our job to question it or understand it or doing it. That's not what we're here to do.
Amen.
We're to believe it and then put that faith into action. He says that becomes the key. He says then if anything stands in your way, He said He'll disintegrate.
That's right. Amen.
Wow. What a promise.
Yes.
What a promise, putting that into action. Just disintegrate.
Wow.
Nothing can stand in our way. We just apply that faith and believe it. And it's in us. That's what's so wonderful. It's in us. And we know it. We know it. Now Satan beats us up. And he comes up and tries to tell us no, but that's like that little alligator that comes up. And what does he say? Get away.
Amen.
That's my lamb. That's my child. You get away.
Amen.
He lets him come up sometimes and smell around, and it gets pretty scary sometimes when that alligator's there and smelling around. But he can't touch us.
Right.
We're covered with a pitch. It's called the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He said that ark was sealed with that pitch in and out. And he said, when that alligator gum up, he said he smelled it right back down. He said there were legions of angels.
Amen.
Wherever you go, there are legions of angels that encamp around about you. Wherever that you go, if we just believe and think, man, they just go with us.
Yeah.
Wherever we go, right there they are. They just follow us and go with us. So how can any harm come to us? How can anything? How can we be down, discouraged? We will. We do. We get discouraged. But the Son of God, He doesn't stay down.
Amen.
You get right back up again.
Yeah.
As soon as it does, it gets down and it's like, you know better than that. What's the matter with you? Yes, I am. And then you can say, I'm just one of them.
Amen.
I'm one of them. And then we just keep going on.
Yes.
Amen. We do have to put that faith into action. That's what God said. It's to do it. Once you have that faith, you put it into action. And He says, works without faith. It doesn't work. That's putting it in action when we got it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Elijah did. Elijah put it, he was fearless.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said he was fearless. But what was it that Elisha did? Do you remember what he did? I know you all know what he did. He kept his eye on Elijah. That was the promise. That's right. Every move. He said he didn't get his eyes off of him for a second. He said whatever wherever he went, whatever he did, he kept his eyes on him. He knew. He said he had done tasted of it. He hadn't known what that mantle was going to do. We done tasted of it. When that school of prophets, man, he said it was a school of prophets. He says, man, you got the short end of the stick. Shut your mouth. He said, hold your breath. In other words, just die. Because I ain't changing. I ain't going no place. And it is today, is the school of the prophets tells us today, well, Brother Branham's gone. This is a different age. This is a different time. Just shut your mouth. We ain't going no place.
Amen.
I think I heard all you people out there screaming, standing up, clapping your hands with the rest of the congregation here. I know that's what's in their heart, the same thing.
Yes.
The bride united together. Thank the Lord. I was reading a quote again today where Brother Brown was talking about how much that he loved that, that opportunity that when Brother Green got that telephone hook up and brought everybody together. What an opportunity the bride of Jesus Christ has.
Amen.
That we hear this precious word all at one time.
Amen.
But it is, he wants us to be courageous. He said, and fearless. I like this. He says, courage. Don't be cowards. He can't use you if you're afraid to take him at his word and believe him. He wants gallant men.
Amen.
Won't pay no attention to nothing but what the Lord says.
Amen.
How does the Lord speak to us? Through his prophet.
Amen.
So we don't believe nothing else. We just take what the Lord says. He says that's the Lord. He says that's the kind that he has to move with. Regardless what the church says, what the pastor says, what the church stands for, he stands for God and righteousness and his word.
Amen.
That's the man God will send these days for his revival, that his people are praying for that revival. That's you.
Amen.
He's talking about you, the ones that are praying for that and are fearless and courageous.
Amen.
He said he'd send you that revival.
Amen.
And he has.
Amen.
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 Standing on that word, and we believe it with all of our heart. It is life to us. Nothing else means nothing. It's just that we don't even know how to begin to express it. We want to be like Daniel, though. As Brother Branham, and he speaks about it tonight, he said he purposed in his heart. He says that he wasn't going to turn. No matter what the world said, what it looked like or anything else, he was going to stay right and do what the Lord told him to do. He knew what was the right thing to do. And that's what the bride of Jesus Christ is doing. We purpose in our heart to stay true to this message. Believe it with all of our heart. And God, he's coming for his bride. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're getting ready for it. We're preparing ourselves for it. Getting everything out of the way. Getting closer to him. Amen?
Amen.
Is that what you're here for?
Yes.
Well, let's stand up and invite him to come and be with us tonight in a special way. So we bow our heads and just to meditate upon him and to think about him. Best part of the day. To think about it. He said it's those little quiet places that we get to and we spend time with him. We've all been there. He said how precious they are to us. We thank him for it. And we just want to take a second, whatever it takes, to get everything of today out of the way. What we've been through, the tests, the trials, and everything else. And just be here with him. It's what we're here for tonight, Lord, just to worship you. We know you're here. Lord, if the angels encamp around about us, and we all brought those angels with us, no wonder these walls are lined with your angels. You're here to meet your children's need of whatever they are. You're there with these people that are screaming tonight. You're there in the room with them. You're bringing your bride together, Lord, rallying them around your word. Courageous, fearless. We are one of them.
Amen.
By your grace and mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
It thrills our hearts to say that we have the privilege to say, I'm one of them.
Amen.
Are you one of them? I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm one of them.
Amen.
You promised us you would never leave us. You would never forsake us.
Yeah.
You would always be there.
Yeah.
We believe it, Lord. Your word can't fail.
Yeah.
Lord, you must be so proud of your little bride. Without a spot or without a wrinkle. Father, thank you for that blood that's on Calvary tonight. That when you look down, red. You don't see nothing but that blood. And you're there, standing as that great high priest. How wonderful, Lord Jesus. We just want to invite you tonight to be with us, Lord. Come, open up our hearts, our soul, our minds, everything, Lord. Take everything out, Lord, everything.
Yes.
Every day is closer walk with you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
praise your name, Lord Jesus. You're so wonderful to us.
Yes, you are.
We adore you. We love you.
Yes.
We thank you. Now we're just going to go to Him with these prayer requests and the requests that you have upon your heart. Because He knows what they are. He knows the very secrets of the heart. He knows what you have need of. And He's going to meet them like He does every single day.
Amen.
There's been many of the prayer requests that have come in tonight, knowing that He knows each one of them. But as the body of Jesus Christ, we're taking these petitions before that throne, knowing that we're going to have them answered.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible.
Amen.
Our prophet taught us that it's in the darkest hours is when He comes. That's when Jesus comes. Are you going to stay steady? Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. He says, when that wind blows and back and forth, He says, that tree root, He says, it just takes deeper roots and gets down. And we're all, we might be little funnels of that root everywhere, but we're all part of that big tree. We all hook up to that trunk.
Amen.
We're all lifting up our hands like the branches and saying, Lord, we love you, Lord. Meet our needs tonight, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us, Lord. Answer each prayer, each need, each request, Lord Jesus. I'm going to ask for Brother Samuel to come up and take these prayer requests. Before I do, let's just sing our little song. Just reach out and touch Him. I'm so thankful that I can just reach out and touch Him. I want to reach out and touch Him. Let's sing our song.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Listen to this little quote. I asked Brother Joseph if I could read this. Brother Branham said, it's a question. He says, do you think that the Heavenly Father will be defeated in His purpose, even though Satan has done what he's done? And here's the answer. It's an impossibility.
Amen.
He will not be defeated. Amen. And He's given us a perfect assurance that we will not have to be scared of anything. Amen. End quote. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for that assurance, Lord, that we don't have to be scared of anything, Lord. You've totally delivered us, Lord.
Amen.
You've delivered us from fear. You've delivered us from doubt, Lord. You've given us your faith, Lord. You've given us your word, Lord. You've filled us with your love, Lord. You've covered us with your blood, Lord. You've made the way, Lord. You've provided everything that we have need of. Lord, you've saved us, Lord. You've filled us with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Lord, you've healed us, Lord. You saw every hand that was raised, Lord. You read every heart, you know all about it, Lord. And we're under expectations, Lord, that you'll disintegrate every obstacle that's contrary to your word. That you'll bring all things under your total control, Lord, for your honor and glory. We're under expectations tonight, Lord, to be hear the Word of God, to be challenged by the Word of God, Lord, to draw a little closer to you, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts. And Lord, we just, with our hearts, Lord, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. It's an honor to be here. It's a privilege to be here under this atmosphere of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that you're here to speak to us, Lord, to encourage us, Lord, to draw us to yourself, Lord, and we can hear your voice speak to us directly, Lord. We're under our expectations, Lord. We love you, Lord. We commit this service into your hands, Lord. And Lord, we just once more, we say we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for meeting our needs. We love you, Lord. Bless everyone, Lord. We love you. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Something great in store. Amen. I was holding to that unchanging hand. Amen. I would, all that I am, I want to hold to that unchanging hand. Amen. Number 160 in your hymnal.
Well, time is filled with swift transition. Not a word unto can stand. Just bear. Completed.
We are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon. We are.
are going to see the King. No more sickness there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Very soon, oh, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When you are
softly to Him. Just like when they must have found the scrolls.
Yeah.
What that must have joy, what it must have been to hear those scrolls once again. That's what this message is. Yeah. Fresh coming, that hidden manna that's there being broke for the bride of Jesus Christ tonight. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham to bring us the message, Time-Tested Memorials of God. God bless you. Our pastor and prophet, Brother Branham.